Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Diary, March 18, 97. Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia. March 5th to 7th, 1897. Previously unpublished. Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia. Friday morning. Cannot sleep past 12 o'clock. Arise, and after a season of prayer, commence my writing for African Mail. We expected brother and sister Haskell to be with us on the Sabbath, but we are to be disappointed. They could not come before Sunday. We have had our tent pitched for them. Then they can occupy the tent, or our parlor. We have a carpet on the tent floor, a wardrobe, bureau, washstand, and bedstead in it, and a lounge and chair. We wish this servant of God shall find, if possible, a pleasant resting place which he can call home. There need not and should not be a better provisioned table. There should be one who understands how to prepare food in the very best and most palatable style. This is not Sister Haskell's forte, and she has not the person of sufficient tact and time to prepare food as it ought to be prepared. There should be no stinting of good provisions on the table, for everyone will have his strength taxed to the utmost. March 6th, 1897. Attended meeting as usual in the upper chamber of Sawmill. I can but wish there were a more suitable place where we could assemble to worship God. There was supposed to be a missionary meeting held, but such meetings should not be held upon the Sabbath. There are not those present who can make these meetings interesting. Those who come to the Sabbath meeting come to receive the bread of life, and, as there is scarcely anything done in the line of missionary work, the breath of life is not brought into the meeting. There was a form, and nothing more. I opened the meeting by prayer. Then I read an important article calculated to awaken in the heart an interest in seeking a preparation of soul by consecration to God, that He could use us in missionary service. Some bore testimony, but it was a failure as far as missionary meeting was concerned. I returned sad and disappointed to my home, resolved that while I was permitted to be in Corranbong, the only meeting we have in the week should not be occupied with merely a form of words, making a revelation that they do not know what should constitute a missionary meeting. May the Lord forgive our people for their want of judgment and perception. Could not sleep past 1 a.m.